This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, it's Wednesday. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day.
Hump day.
Big Brother tonight. Kim Kardashian reveals she makes more money in one Instagram than a whole season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What?
I don't like
yes,
it.
It's just, you know.
Wrong? Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's wrong anymore? I mean, it's 2020. Is anything right? Yeah. If you can do it, you should. Good going, Kim.
I just don't know how that run's not over yet. How have they maintained their media power?
They just
for this long.
They're so fascinating, Finn.
Are they though?
It's got to. Well, is there any other thing it can be? Like, what is it? You know,
Nicole. What
Nicole,
is it?
Nicole, tell us what it is. Can you please explain this to us?
Why they're still relevant?
Why did you follow them in the first place?
Yeah.
And why do you continue to?
I don't know, honestly. I really don't.
Yeah, no one knows. It's one of life's great mysteries. Why are the Kardashians a thing? And how are they still a thing?
All right. Yeah. Well, good for her. I mean, I don't have a problem with her making her money. I can't figure out. I've watched the show. I watched it so I could say what I'm saying now. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's ungettable.
Right.
It's beyond our understanding, man. They're just, you know, it's funny, too, because I actually follow Kylie.
Oh, you
started,
do?
Yeah, I started following her because I was like, well, I got to see what's going on here. Plus, she's so pretty.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. She's so pretty. So I look at it and there's really not a lot going on there. Like, she's either.
It's the same post, but just a different bikini or different pose.
Every day. And it's just, and I'm just like, that's the new body ideal, or at least it is for them. I mean, they are rocking that gigantic ass and, you know, no waist and giant boobs. I mean, that's got to be it, Ben. But the thing is, it's like, it's not really for dudes, is it? Like, isn't it just us chicks looking
at
this
stuff? It's like all the rappers, you know. It's just fun to see people spend all that money and have all that cool stuff, like everything.
So we live vicariously through them?
Yeah, I guess so.
But don't most people have trouble managing their jealousy? I mean, I think that, I sometimes have that same feeling where I go, wow, that'd be fun to be that rich.
Sure.
But I think what ultimately happens is people go, I hate that I don't have that much money.
Mm-hmm. My life sucks.
I'm going to make a sex tape.
I mean, I don't.
Just as good as the Kardashians. It does seem like a lot of effort goes into being a Kardashian, though. I don't, you know, whatever.
Well,
anyway,
right.
I was happy to read
that
she. Yeah, happy to read
that
she makes more from a post.
Basically advertising, right?
Yeah. She does these sponsored posts. She says, most of them are between $300,000 and $500,000, and some of them go around $1 million, little more. I'm
Jesus.
Like, that's great. Good for you.
I bet she's not even doing the posts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she poses, but somebody takes a picture and then edits it and filters it and then posts it and captions it.
Yeah.
Right?
I bet she doesn't even approve it. She just has someone she's like, I trust you. Go ahead. Just take a picture and put in the sponsor tags. Make sure you write hashtag ad on
I'm pretty sure Slash pays someone to run his site. He does multiple posts a day.
Oh, Slash, the guitar player?
Yeah, they're always super gross or naked lady or gruesome, like scary gruesome. But he does seem to find enough new stuff that I think there's no way Slash is sitting there doing this. There's just no way.
It does take a lot of effort. Like when we got into Solitary here, it was all like I couldn't find anything else to do, so I was doing that a lot. Yeah. It became like another job. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that so much anymore.
No, this is a lot of work there for a second.
Yeah, I need to get an Instagram assistant. And the problem was I wasn't making any money off of it. You know, I'm sure if I was making money off my Instagram, then I would be interested. But you know, it's weird to do something, you know, and not make any. It just felt like, well, there's no reason for this. Like, what's the point?
Working for free, right?
Well, it's just that it wasn't enjoyable anymore. I was like, God, I'm doing this because I feel like I have to. Do I, though? I really don't. So, yeah. But I do feel like I miss out if I don't look. Like, if a whole day goes by and I don't look at Instagram, I feel like, oh, no, I missed everything everyone was doing. Oh, is this Slash's Instagram? Is that?
He just has, yeah, he's got, he makes a lot of posts a day. And they're fun. They're good. They're sometimes gross. Sometimes like, oh, that's going to get turned off because there's some nudity or whatever.
Oh boy.
But
yeah, actually even a few things I've seen just in the last couple of posts, there's definitely, well, that's a painting, right?
Right.
But yeah. I think that was a naked lady with a really long beard.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
This,
what's
this
going
right
on?
This,
are they snakes? What's happening there? I mean,
oh,
what's
a beard? You mean a right.
I see.
Her she's got a long muff.
She does.
A beard.
Or something. Or she's got a bush, I mean, like an actual, you know,
oh, those
plant
are little people. It looks like.
Oh, they're little people.
Like those little armies, the Green Army soldiers that we have.
Oh, she's got an army coming out of her yoo-hoo.
They're always interesting,
oh, yes.
and they're always right on the line of, oh, this is gonna get yanked. There's no way. And yet,
yeah, I mean, it is bare. It's a naked lady with apparently an army of little green plastic soldiers coming out of her, someplace. And she has got her boobs out. It is surprising that that's still up there. Right,
yeah. So anyway,
him.
That's someone I follow where I'm like, there's no way he puts this much work into it. He's got to just have said, here's some dough, young person, whether it's his kid, might be his kid. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Just, you know, hey, find some good stuff for me.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm gonna follow the internet, him. Find things to post
to
and then do it.
Follow Slash.
$100,000 a week.
Alice put up a post of us. This is in the old studio, Vin.
What now?
I just went to Instagram and there's a picture. I'm sorry. What'd you call it? Turn back Tuesday.
Well, you know, depends on the day of the week.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Turn back Tuesday.
That used to make Lewis want to scream.
Why? What did he not like?
Because he used
to
hate that I would put on those dumb glasses with no lenses for important photos. He'd be
like, you're a newsman. You wanted to look.
Kid, you made it. Do you got to look like an idiot? And I'd be like, this is how I look, dude. You're really not
style.
Being very nice.
This looks like a random snap in a way, because didn't they put a bunch of makeup on me for one of those things? This doesn't. I don't look like I have a ton of makeup.
No,
anyway.
The makeup one is. I know which one you're talking about, and that's a different shoot. That was in the newer building. We'll get that up
at some point.
No, please don't. That was like a video. I looked like a clown.
Yeah.
Like they put extra eyelashes on me and the girl like floofed my hair. And
you're making people want to see it now. You know that, right?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to see that.
You're creating demand. Mm. Don't do it.
My dad likes it. My dad.
That photo?
Yeah, I can see that he's liked it here, which is so weird to have your parents on Instagram.
You know what's funny about that photo in my mind, besides the fact that I had to ruin it by being an idiot, was look at the weather. It's just written by hand on a piece of paper taped to the board.
That is hilarious.
It lives forever because we didn't think to yank it off of there for the photo shoot. That photo shoot was for People Magazine. Do you remember that?
No,
There was a radio thing that was going to be in People Magazine. There were going to be like 10 radio show hosts around the country and People. Uh-huh. And we were one of the people. And then it just got yanked never happened. We did the shoot and it never got printed.
They probably took one look at us and went, maybe this isn't such a great idea.
Radio. What were we thinking?
Yeah, what were we thinking? Face for radio. You know,
that's not true.
I'm looking at this, like, there's all the CDs are like,
I know.
Radio has changed so much in the 20
high tech
4 years we've been doing this show. Right. 23 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be 24 years in February. That's crazy. It just changed so much. Like, the internet is amazing.
I have a list of the best inventions.
Oh, I love that.
And
kind of crap.
I don't want to spoil it, but radio's on the list.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, that's awesome. It really is cool, except that technology just savaged the workforce. Just savaged it.
Mm. Well, like, it just, right? Well, look at us. We don't even have to go into the station and the whole thing is running. Like, you know, they basically need somebody in a closet somewhere and then we can all be wherever we want. It's insanity. This year is insanity anyway.
I'm just grateful to still be doing it. That's for
me
sure.
Too. And listen, and I feel like, it, you know, radio is, well, I mean, I guess I'm biased because I'm in it. I love radio so much. Like, it's such a unique medium. And, you know, a show like ours, like, we're doing 4 hours of new content every day. Like, podcasts, you're not getting that. And it's, you know,
well,
where else are you getting
shows
that?
Are like, let's redo the first 2 hours.
Yeah, let's play. Well, listen, don't write that off. You know, they have all kinds of ideas to make as much money off us as possible. Oh, let's rerun that. Let's, I'm like, oh, come on. Talk to my agent. I'm not participating in that. But yeah, it's radio is super, like, it's immediate. It's local. Well, we are anyway. There's plenty of things that are across the country, but it's, I highly recommend radio.
Yeah, me too.
Are you talking about that promo, Vinny? It's a video, right? From back in the day with...
Well, what I'm talking about, there's a photo. I don't know if I'm kneeling down and she's standing, but it's the one I'm thinking of. She's very made up, and I remember that shoot. And I think it was in the... What would have... Not Jack's studio, the middle studio where Vaughn used to work. I think we did the shoot in there.
Oh, because I found a YouTube video.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Sarah. You can tell you're wearing makeup.
Oh, boy.
Oh, how exciting.
I sent it to Brian.
What kind of thing? Is it for like a...
Hold it.
Oh,
you
know what? It could be
it
for the ad. Remember, we did like an ad...
I can pull it up.
...that ran on TV, and we looked like total douches.
Yeah, this looks good.
It's an Alice promo from 2000.
I'm just going to roll it. Hold on, let me... Pull it up on the screen first.
Well, this one would have been in the, if it's from the year. No, just leave them on. Just watch it.
Okay. Jump ahead a little bit.
Only if you watch.
Ah, let me find you guys.
Oh, this wasn't the TV
thing. I
want to
see you guys.
And they're like in the middle.
Okay.
Well, let's play the audio. Right, oh, there's Vinny.
Be careful what you listen for. You might just hear it.
Sarah and Vinny.
At what point when you show up for a wedding will they say, you can't come in, the ceremony's begun?
Unless you're making all kinds of noise.
What if I'm wearing knee pad tambourines?
Well, perfect, you'll be able to wear your cutoff suit.
Such a dork. Thank you.
The new Miss Teen US.
You guys are babies.
Oh my God, look at me. I'm a child. I'm a tiny little darling girl. Who put all that makeup on my damn face?
That's so great. Okay.
I can't.
Oh, it
this.
Goes on.
Why
and on.
They shoot us?
Get
look
this
at that
out
close
of
up.
Here.
Why would they shoot us that close Instagram to our video. Faces?
Because I guess because we're
I
so good looking, Vin.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, please do post that. Oh, my God.
You got
that's
it.
That's even worse than I remember it being. I am
tambourine
like.
Kneepad.
You know, the
that's
thing is,
bad.
We're so young. Our faces are so plump.
Yeah, that's not a bad gag. I like it.
Still got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that was his whole thing was that didn't you go to a wedding and wind up cutting off the legs of your suit?
No.
Because you
I this is before I stopped drinking though. I did go to a wedding in Chico.
Chico!
And just I mean, the whole party got ripped. It wasn't just me. So it's Chico.
Yeah.
So everyone got ripped, and of course I was on the dance floor sliding around on my knees and
in a
suit.
Rented tux, right?
No, it was in my suit.
Oh.
No, I trashed
you
my suit.
Bore the brunt of that.
Yeah. No,
well, I guess I need a new suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's.
Well, that'll be fun for people to see today. That's where our faces are.
Why
so.
Why would they see that?
Because these guys are going to post it.
Oh, come on. Don't you guys work for us? Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, that's what we do.
This will be
now
great.
We're talking about Kim Kardashian has a team. That we're your team. That's
right.
What we do.
Yeah, make that disappear. Let me tell you what we want done. Make that never be see the light of day ever again.
That's the opposite of our jobs. Come
no,
on.
Yeah, you got it. You got to see it because we look so. Oh my God! First of all, Vinny's not wrong. The especially his camera. It's an inch from his face. Yeah. It's like it's all nose. And then, but we look so young. Like our faces look so plump. Like they look. Look at how.
Close I would up. Never want a shot of me that tight. Look
oh,
at that
it's
thing.
So. Maybe they didn't like your hair or something. Like, did they zoom in
I
that close?
I had hair
to,
then, though.
I
didn't
know.
I
you did. Are there any shots of any hair in this?
I'm sure there are.
Don't
I think
look.
He's...
Leave it.
Let's.
So
yeah.
No one
oh
cares.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get, oh, he's could, wearing a if, cap. So you
if
can't,
they could
oh,
get closer. Oh, look at me looking at you adoringly.
Look at that.
Oh,
oh God, we look.
Yeah, these are all. So
we are
tight.
The. That is the worst. I don't know why we had ratings.
I don't
the,
like it.
These are. The, that's the worst radio show I've ever seen.
Make it
those
go
people
away.
Need you're... to just pull a shroud over their faces.
Anyway, you know, it looks like we're late.
It doesn't, because I feel like we still have 4 minutes.
Okay. Let me change the subject.
Boy, that is.
Yesterday,
awful.
I didn't have a fun day. Did you?
I actually finished up a major project I've been working on, which I'm so excited that I'm finally done with it.
Pardon me.
Oh, certainly. Please shut off your alarms. Yeah, I don't want to say what the, I can say it after Christmas. My sister and I are working on something together.
Oh, is it for your mom?
You and Tina?
It's not for, I don't want to say anything more about it, but suffice
oh,
to say.
It's a gift for me? Is it a Christmas gift for me?
It's not. Oh, I mean, boy. Yes, I'll be getting you something, I'm sure. That I could hurts. Send you a painted rock or something. But this thing and it's been laborious. Like my half of this project that I've had to do has been time consuming. And there's a push on now because I got to send my portion of it to my sister. So yesterday I sat down on the couch and I did my part of it while I watched Schmidt's Creek.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
I started it and I am, I don't know, somewhere in season two now. Like
oh,
I really,
right
I, well, I was sitting there all day to the point where Netflix kept asking me, are you still watching? Are you right. still there? Mm-hmm. Hello? Are you still there? Like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, yep, I'm still here. But I can't really say too much more about the actual project, but I finished it. I put it in a box, and I put Tina's address on it, and Tina's going to get that, and then it's out of my hands. I'm done with it. Nice. My obligation is over.
And your opinion of Schmidt's Creek?
Hilarious. I
like
love that show. Right. I'm actually really sad that I'm watching it alone, because it would have been great to watch it with the other people in my family, but... Boy, rounding those people up to sit down and watch something. Anyway, sure. So that was my day. Why was your day so bad, Vinny?
Well, I went and got a windshield replaced.
Oh, well, that's good. You get to cross it off your list.
Yes, it is done, and that's great. But it was 3 full hours, and
did
I didn't,
you start the strike book?
I didn't know.
Oh,
because I was dilly-dallying with this thing, then that thing. Then I was in the store because it was hot outside, but I didn't want to be in the store because there's, you know, 5 people mouth breathing in there, and I just thought this is not. I don't want to sit in here but it was too hot outside. I don't know. It was just a bummer. And then when I found out the reason it was 3 hours is because the guy took lunch right in the middle of doing the job.
Oh.
Can you just finish?
And I thought, don't you take lunch after you finish a job? You take it right. You just
nope.
Tap
I take
out
it when
in the
I take
while
it.
While I'm sitting in your waiting room, like
it's 12 noon, and I am hungry.
Bye. Yeah.
Left.
That's what happened?
Did he go for a whole hour?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah,
oh.
I got there at 11, and the 12 to 1 o'clock block was. I even looked in and went, "There's no one on that." Wow. I'm just sitting here.
So I am sitting here, and there's no guarantee anyone's coming back. I mean, lots of people quit their jobs at lunchtime.
Oh,
enough of that. Not going back. You're lucky.
Yeah. So anyway, it's done, and I'm glad, but that was just oof.
Well, it's over now, Vin.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm bummed you didn't start the strike book, though. I'm dying to hear you. I mean, it's just it's so fun to read it, see all those characters and where they're at.
I listened to a bunch of music. In fact, that's when I wrote you that text. I was listening to Boston, one of the albums I listened to.
Oh, yeah. What
man, this song, Hitch a Ride, it's not their best song by any stretch, but that solo is like a singer. He's just singing to me.
They're a melody. They're a part of the song. I totally agree with you. That's John plays Hitch a Ride all the time.
Yeah, you gotta go way up.
Ice
but
and fly.
It's so musical. There's no other way to describe it. The solo.
See if you can find the solo.
Oh, the guitar solo.
Yeah, the song. It's not my favorite song.
Oh, I love that
the solo. Just.
Oh. Now that is an air guitar solo right there. So,
it's so musical.
And
it really
sound,
does go on and on.
God, Tom Scholz like invented that sound. Like it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Boston, I love you so much.
Yeah,
just that, just really that first album. That's the one. I mean, it's so damn good.
So that's how I didn't get the book done, is that I sort of bounced around musically.
You got sucked into Boston. I like that, though.
I kept walking out of the place because, you know, at one point, 10 people were in there, and I just went, oh, man.
And it's hard to sit still, too. It's, you know, there you are with nothing to do, and your butt starts hurting in the chair. You're like, enough of this chair. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho. All right.
Windshield's ready. That's
now
all.
We are officially late.
Officially late. Mm-hmm.
Great.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.